AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Baltimore police officer William Porter is the first of six to face trial in the death of Freddie Gray. A judge setting his trial for November 30th, Porter is accused of failing to provide or request medical care for Gray and not securing him safely in a van. Gray's death led to protests, rioting, and a curfew. Trials for the other five are expected after the new year. President Obama back at the White House, wrapping up his 3 days at the UN with a meeting to find ways to counter the Islamic State and other extremist groups. During the gathering, Obama said he's optimistic about eventually defeating the group that controls much of Syria and Iraq.
Like terrorists and tyrants throughout history, ISIL will eventually lose, because it has nothing to offer but suffering and death.
Right after he got off the presidential helicopter at the White House, Obama had high praise for the Secret Service for providing protection over the past week for the Pope, China's president, and the many national leaders who attended the UN meetings in New York.
Joe Clancy, the head of the Secret Service, and the entire team and detail and protective services, they all deserve a huge round of applause for being such great hosts and keeping everybody safe.
A counterattack by Afghan government forces to retake a city from the Taliban has apparently stalled. Pentagon Press Secretary Peter Cook says the U.S., however, remains confident in the Afghan troops.
Obviously, this is a setback for the Afghan security forces, but we've seen them respond in recent weeks and months to the challenges they faced, and they're doing the same thing in Kunduz right now.
It took the Taliban a half day to take that city yesterday. Only woman on Georgia's death row, Kelly Gissendiner, is scheduled for execution in a couple of hours. The state pardons and parole board denying her appeal for clemency. She still has appeals pending before the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals in Atlanta and the Supreme Court. This is AP Radio News. Investigators believe a 14-year-old Houston area boy acted alone in the killing of his pregnant mother. Lamarck Police Chief Kirk Jackson says there's no indication anyone else was involved in the death of the 33-year-old woman whose body was found on Saturday. The boy is being held on a juvenile murder charge. Police have not said what might have been the motive. People love those sleek, thin smartphones, but that styling comes with a cost. Screen breakage. Steve Abernathy, whose firm Square Trade sells insurance for electronic devices, says no matter what the companies do...
Well, all I can tell is from history, everything they've done has clearly increased the strength of phones, but people keep breaking them.
Square Trade says phone screens used to crack after one or two drops. Now, two of the latest survived 10 drops each from 6 feet in tests, which dropped them on their corners. Not so much when it comes to face down on the concrete. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.